What's up, Voice Tubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's theme is slightly more serious, so instead of talking about it, I'm going to share a song with you that fits this theme. After the song, there's a sentence of the day, and after that, be sure to go watch the video. At the end of today's episode, there will be further explanations of what the song is about, so be sure to listen if you want to know.
The one with the long hair. Same old me again today. My outsides are cool, my insides are blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I've tried different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, I have myself to blame. I'm just tripping.
Yet, you gaze in the bathroom mirror and think, why, in my brief existence on this planet, does this have to be me? Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Yet, you gaze in the bathroom mirror and think, why, in my brief existence on this planet, does this have to be me? 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，yet you gaze 这边的 gaze 的那个 a 要记得拉长音，然后那个 z 要发出来 ，gaze。In the bathroom mirror， 这个 mirror 的 i 呢是短的 e 的音 ，mirror。那有些人会强调那个后面那个 r o r mirror， 那有些人就是不会强调它，听起来就是一个卷舌音 ，mirror。就有点像 mir 而已，这种感觉 mirror。And think why in my brief 这边的 brief 的 ie 是长的 e 的音。In my brief existence 这可以分音节念，前面的 e 呢是短的 i 的音 exist 那个 xist 蛮难念的，要多练习 exist， 然后后面加 tense existence。OK， on this planet 这边的 planet 的那个 N-E-T 那个 E 是发 E 的音 planet does this have to be me？ 这就是今天的 pronunciation tips。 最后我们把这句话再来念一遍。 Yet you gaze in the bathroom mirror and think, why in my brief existence on this planet does this have to be me？ Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is gaze. Gaze 呢可以当动词也可以当名词，它的意思呢是凝视注视或者是盯着看的意思。那这边的盯着看呢是指一直持续着看着某个人或者是某件事情，而且是长时间的看， OK， 才可以叫做 gaze。 For example, for the last exercise, I want you to gaze into your partner's eyes and tell them you love them。最后一个练习，我要你们凝视着另一半的眼睛，并给他们表达你的爱。OK， 那 gaze 它是注视或盯着看的意思。那其实看呢，用眼睛看呢，有很多个英文字。OK， 还蛮复杂的，所以我们今天就来介绍一下用眼睛看有哪一些英文的用法。那首先我们先来介绍 stare 呢，也是盯着看、凝视或是注视的意思，但它的看呢是指眼睛睁大的长时间的看着某个人某件事情，尤其是惊讶害怕或者是你在思考的时候。 OK， stare at someone， 那它一样可以当动词跟名词。 For example, stop staring, you're burning a hole through her head。 不要再盯着她看了，你的视线快要在她头上烧出一个洞了，这个就是 stare。 再来我们来看 glance 是指瞥一眼或是迅速的看一眼或是扫视的意思，它的意思呢就是很快的看着某样东西然后又移开视线。 okay, glance. For example, that guy over at the table kept glancing this way. Do you know him? 另一桌的那个男生眼睛一直往这里瞥过来，你认识他吗？ Glance 一样可以当动词，也可以当名词哦。再来，我们来看下一个单字 glare。glare。glare 的话呢，它就是指怒视或是瞪眼。对，所以它跟其他的看不一样的地方就是，它是带着怒气，一直看着某个人或某些事情。OK，For example, What's up with that glare? Did I do something wrong? 你为什么要瞪着我？我做错了什么吗？那这个例句呢，是一个名词的例句。OK， 这边的 glare 是名词。那以上的这些关于看的单字呢，都可以当动词，也可以当名词。OK， 好，接下来我们来看其他的单字吧。看的就是关于看的，就是刚才那几个单字。那记得回去可以多练习一下，可以多造一些句子，或者是当有人在讲跟看有关系的时候，你就注意听，看他用的是哪一个。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ，brief， brief， brief 是形容词，意思是短暂的或是简短的。For example, the teacher asked us to give a brief 30-second self-introduction, not an hour-long speech about yourself.老师叫我们做一个简短的30秒自我介绍，不是一个小时长的演讲。OK, brief. 那如果 brief 加上 s 呢，就是指内裤的意思。对，它就是指内裤。briefs, 它是内裤的意思。所以还蛮奇怪的，因为 brief 跟 briefs 竟然是完全不一样的东西，完全不搭嘎。英文真的是蛮特别的。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ,planet。planet。Planet 是名词，意思是行星。For example, my friend Katie is such a unique person. It's like she's from another planet sometimes. 我的朋友 Katie 是一个非常特别的人，有时候我觉得她是从其他星球来的。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. The song at the beginning is talking about how people see themselves by other people's judgments, resulting in you feeling ugly because someone said so.This is an issue that we should really think about. Today's video also talks a lot about this and provides some solutions you need to know. So go watch the video and don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid and I'll see you next time.